Then Rasul Sam saw that there are some people, they are cutting their own flesh, meat, and they are eating it. Cutting own flesh and meat and eating it. So Rasulullah Sam asked about this person. Jibreel Islam, he replied that they used to backbite other people. So due to backbiting, they are being punished like that. Then Rasulullah saw some women, they were hanged with their hairs, whole load of their body, it was on the hairs, and their hair was fastened with something. Now you know how the hairs are painful if you just pull it. Even an innocent baby, if he pulls the hairs of the mom, mom can cry maybe. Tears can come out from his eyes. It's so painful. But look at this. Whole load of the body, it was on the hairs, and hairs were fastened with someone. And they were hanging on hairs, and they were being punished. Then Rasulullah asked Jibreel Islam, who these women are? He replied that these are the women who never used to practice parda. They used to go out from their house without any parda, and that's why now they are being punished like that. Then Rasulullah, he saw someone, the women, and they were hanged with their breasts. What's happening? He saw that these are the women who committed adultery. And now they are being punished like that. And pus was coming from some place, entering in their mouth, and they were sucking pus in their mouth. So this is the punishment to a person who commits zina. Then Rasulullah saw a person, he was paralyzed. Then he asked that, who is this person? Jibreel Islam, he replied that he is a dishonest person. Because he was not honest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him unbalanced personality. He never practiced honesty. So he saw different people in different conditions until he just wanted to go up these places, up to the arsh. Now then there was a point when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that this is my final limit. I cannot go ahead of this. If I would try to go, then my body will burn. So I cannot go. So when he told this, then next step of journey, it was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He climbed up the arsh until Sidratul Muntaha. In the Sidratul Muntaha, there is a tree of berry. Final limits. And then even more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was a little distance in between the two. We cannot understand that situation, but only what we can believe, that Rasulullah, he got the chance to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his eyes. Now there is a lot of discussion on this point, because Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she was once asked that did Rasulullah see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his eyes? She recited the verse, La tudrikul absar, wa huwa yudrikul absar. No vision can get grasp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has vision for everyone. But then our ulama, they gave the answer that idrak means to grasp something. And it's not possible for anybody to get the idrak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this. But as regards vision, just to see, it is mentioned in a hadith. So that's why Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he narrated a hadith that Rasulullah, he said, Ra'aytu Rabbi Azza wa Jal, that I was given the chance, I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my eyes. Abu Dhar Ghaffari Lano, he also narrated that Rasulullah, he said, Ra'aytu Nura, I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of a noor. Now, whatever was the condition is beyond our imagination. We cannot have that in our mind. But this is something accepted, that Rasulullah, he had physical mi'raj, he climbed up, and then he got the chance, the opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talked to him. Now what happened? When Rasulullah, he went at the place, then he said, At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. At-tahiyyat means all the verbal worship, whatever zikr, recitation, dua, whatever ibadat we do with our mouth, all the verbal worship is called at-tahiyyat. And all the physical worship which we do is called was-salawat. And then all the financial worship which we do, we make sadaqah, spend it for our family, spend it for masjid, this is called wat-tayyibat. So there are three different kinds of worship. So Rasulullah, he said that all my verbal worship, physical worship and financial worship is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made 3 points. Then in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he replied. He said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now Rasulullah, he said 3 words. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also told him 3 words. Now, there is a small question for students. Normally, Sharia has ordered us that whenever one mu'min meets a mu'min, he should make salam. And lot of emphasis has been placed on that, that we should practice it. And Rasulullah, he used to make salam. It was his sunnah. Now the question arises, when he went to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why he did not say assalamu alaikum? Question arises in the mind of the student. Ulama, they have written the answer. They said, we say assalamu alaikum to a person because we want that he should be saved from all the difficulties, hardship, and bad happening, whereas nothing bad can happen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His name is As-Salam. So that's why the word As-Salam was not appropriate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah, he said, At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then Rasulullah, he found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful, very merciful. Then he remembered his ummah. And then he said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salih. Allahu Akbar kabir. Then it has been mentioned in Quran, fa'auha ila abdihi ma auha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed whatever he wanted to reveal on his servant. لَقَدْ رَعَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he saw big signs there. Now what Rasulullah got the chance to see and what was the communication in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one can say anything about that. It's a secret in between a lover and the beloved one. But then Rasulullah, he was given a gift. Like we see our very close one, then sometimes we exchange gifts to each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a gift of prayer, of namaz, to his Prophet, that you have to offer 50 prayers a day. Rasulullah, he was very happy because it was a gift for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the life is given for that. So he said that okay. And then when he wanted to come back, he came down to the seventh sky and there he found Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Both of them greeted each other. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked, what happened? He saw, I got the chance to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me a gift of 50 prayers a day. He said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my nation had a very little commandments to worship and they even failed to do that. This 50 times prayer is too much. So please go again and request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce it. So Rasulullah, he went up 5 prayers, they were discounted. Then again he said, no, it's more. So 9 times he went and until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave a statement, a ruling that your ummah will make 5 prayers, but I will give them the reward of 50 prayers. Subhanallah. Oh, merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are 1 or 2 points. Number 1 point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could make 5 prayers in the beginning. Why they were made 50 and then discounted to 5? There is a secret in between. There is a marifat in this. And what is that? The marifat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take his Prophet again and again up to the skies where no one can go, even angels cannot go without permission. And show the people that you cannot say that by magic he just climbed up. No, whenever he likes, he is so much of my beloved Prophet, he can come to me again and again. My doors are open for my beloved Prophet. And then another question, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in Masjid-e-Aqsa. He offered prayer behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then how he went up to that sky and he was waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Why not any other Prophet was waiting? He was waiting. So there must be some point inside. Yes. Let me appreciate ulama who have explained each and every point, and it's the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made a point that why Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was waiting there. They said because Musa alayhi salam is the Prophet who in this world asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, I want to see you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied him, lan tarani, you cannot see me. So because he could not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he found that the beloved Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why he waited on the sky just to say that if my eyes could not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me see those eyes who have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah, he came back. When he came back to Makkah Mukarrama, it was just fraction of time. It has been mentioned in a hadith that when he made wudu, so what water was flowing, it was still flowing. The bed was still warm. Everything was as it is, as left. In the morning, Rasulullah told his Sahaba that I had this journey in the night. Now, Quraysh Makkah, when they listened it, they started saying that, oh, how it is possible? Now look at this person, he is saying something which is impossible. Abu Jahl, he was going in Makkah Mukarrama, and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar just passed by. He stopped there. He said, Abu Bakr, tell me, can any person travel from Makkah to Baitul Muqaddas in one night? He said, it's difficult. Can he climb to the skies in one night and come back? He said, seems difficult. He said, yes, but your prophet is saying. Siddiq Akbar then and there replied, if my prophet is saying, I am a witness that he traveled this journey. So that's why he was given the name Siddiq by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had such an iman that they used to say that our eyes cannot see anything, but whatever Rasulullah will say, it will be 100% all right. Now why this, how this happened? Let me explain it from scientific angle, because we are living in this most modern scientific age. And maybe some science student will also be sitting there. And it sounds difficult how it happened. Can it happen? Yes, it can happen. In the past, there were so many incidences which people never used to believe. But then science advancement, they explained the situation and people started believing. For example, in Quran, it has been mentioned that when Abraha went to destroy the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kaaba, then there were small birds. They came, Tayran Ababil, and they threw small stones. And when these small stone used to hit the elephant, the person, everyone they hit it, it died. Now people used to say, how a small tiny stone can do this job? Elephant is very healthy, strong element, animal. How it can die with small stone? But now, with the advancement, you can see the ammunition, revolver, it has got bullet. Now bullet is very small, but this bullet can even kill the elephant, kill the lion, kill a person. Now everyone can believe, yes, a small thing, if given a momentum, it can kill anything which will be in front of it. Now people accepted it. There was a time when people used to make objection, how Sulaiman alayhi salam could have a platform, a takht, which could fly, taking him from one place to the other place. Unbelievable. But now scientific advancement dictates that yes, there is an aeroplane and it takes more than 300 people, it's Airbus, taking them from one country to the other country. Now to understand the takht of Suleiman is no difficult at all. Similarly, in this instance, there were two carriers. Number one was Burraq. Now the name Burraq comes from Burq. Burq means electricity. Now this Burraq was for horizontal journey from one place to the other. And you know, these days, people are trying to make more and more fast bullet trains. They want to cover the distance just within minutes and seconds. So it was just like a bullet train sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It conveyed Rasulullah sallam from one place to the other within few moments. But then another name is used. It is called Rafraf. Why? Because now this journey was not horizontal, it was vertical, climbing up. Why a new name is given and there is a new one? Burraq could also go. No. Burraq was for one phase of the journey. Rafraf was for other. And nowadays one can feel there are elevators. And if you sit down in the elevator, within few minutes you can climb maybe up to 100 stories building. So this Rafraf was a elevator sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sat in this elevator and it climbed until it reached the sky. It's very easy to understand these days. 1000 years ago, people never knew what's elevator. And how it is possible to just go from this place to the top of the mountain within few minutes. Now everyone can believe. Now comes the third point. That Rasulullah, he went for Miraj and came back. And it was just time of few moments. How it is possible? In the previous time, it was difficult to explain. But now, scientific advancements, they have made it easy. There was a scientist, his name was Einstein. And he gave the theory of relativity. And in this theory of relativity, he said that there is time dilation. What is that? That if there is one frame of reference, then you see the speed of the frame of reference. He proved it. If the speed is less than the speed of light, then future will come. The people in the frame of reference will advance towards the future. And if the speed of the frame of reference is equal to the speed of light, then time will stand at one point, so they will have present all the time. And if the speed of this frame of reference increases more than the speed of light, then the past can come. So the equation is called T is equal to T naught over 1 minus V by C squared under root. Let me remind the student, we studied it in our intermediate time. Still remember it. You can solve this equation. If V and C, they are same, then V by C is 1. 1 minus 1 is 0. Something divided by 0 is infinity. So it means time will prevail. It will be present all, for good it will be present. And if V is greater than C, then it will be positive.